Hey everybody, this is Ashley Inveld with Rich Sorcy reporting for WRPR.
My name is Evan. I go to Montclair State University and I'm studying fine arts education.
My name is David and I'm the accounts payable manager for Sharp Corporation in Mahwah, New Jersey.
Joe Germanario. I am a tattoo artist. What drew me to the art of tattooing?
Basically, you're getting paid to make your line of work permanent on people's body, which is, I mean, that's an awesome thing as an artist because you want your work to be out there and you basically have walking canvases around.
I guess just the freedom to do something that you love to do and get paid for it.
What made you want to get your first tattoo?
I think it's mostly just a matter of rebellion. Growing up in a more conservative family and everything, I always kind of, in my mind, stood out as being a little different. And by getting a tattoo, it almost like signified in my mind that like I had a rebellion side.
Yeah, I think when I was 15, that's when I got my first one. I think it was just a cool thing. It didn't have to be anything special.
If you were to have somebody coming in for an interview and they had visible tattoos, how would you go into that interview differently than if they didn't?
It's probably not the right way to be, but I would always, you know, kind of make a prejudgment of the type of person I'm dealing with. Someone with tattoos and stuff like that, I would tend to think they're not going to be exactly what I'm looking for in accounting and stuff like that. I'm looking for more conservative type people, professional, and I don't think that really says conservative and professional. I think that's more of a loose cannon kind of look. And that's not really what I'm looking for.
Ink on your body isn't going to affect your performance in the workplace, and that's what matters, not whether the old people there have a problem looking at you.
Now we get old people that come up to us and they're like, oh, those are beautiful tattoos, where years ago they looked at us like we were, you know, not even supposed to be in the same room with them. I think it's just more in the public eye.
Have you ever hired someone that had nothing to do with their working capabilities but had everything to do with their appearance?
I have, I've interviewed people that I didn't like the way they appeared when they came in. I had a young man come in one time, and he came in and he had a tie on with cats and holding balloons. And I looked at him and I thought, I gave him the interview because he was there, but when I saw the tie, I thought there's no way. He could be the greatest thing since sliced bread. I wasn't going to hire him.
Are there any downfalls to having tattoos other than the workforce?
I made the mistake of going to a place, probably not the best quality of tattooing, not the best artists either. You know, I got a tattoo. I spent a decent amount of money on it. It's a famous image from Led Zeppelin. Really, really cool. You know, it's supposed to be great. And the tattoo artist decided to be, his own Vincent Van Gogh and change things up a little bit. And he, you know, thought it would be humorous to put, you know, for lack of better terms, like a scrotum or ball sack or something in the rock work of where the statue on my arm is standing. So I didn't notice it at first. And then my art teacher actually pointed it out saying, you know, did you pay extra for, you know, the ball sack on your arms? And my whole class started laughing. And that, you know, that was definitely a lesson I learned, you know, look into where you're going and don't let some, you know, don't emphasize. The whole time I was talking about the tattoo, like, oh, this is my first tattoo, I'm so excited. And that guy in his mind is thinking, like, how am I going to make this kid, you know, look like an idiot?
I had a lady once think that she was abducted by aliens and got a tattoo. She got like an alien outer space tattoo. She was sober, she was just really wacky.
What is your favorite tattoo and the meaning behind your favorite tattoo?
My favorite tattoo is on the inside of my arm. It's made up of two birds. One bird is colorful and red and green. And the other bird is dead. It's like almost like a skeleton of a bird. And they're both swallows, which are navigational birds. They used to be tattooed on sailors as means of, you know, like a sign of being able to navigate around. But I got them, you know, with one being alive and one being dead, and a banner connecting between the two birds with the first letter of everyone in my family's name on it. I got that because it signifies, you know, life or death. I'll always be tied in with my family and I'll always have my means of getting back there and navigating back to where I came from.
My name's John Grande. My first tattoo I got was on the back of my left arm, and it's a lion. It's really just like a lion head. And the reason I got that was because I'm a Leo. I was born on August 19th, and that has, you know, a special significance to me.
I had a couple tattoos that meant things, but I'm just into the art of it, you know what I mean? A lot of people use it in a lot of different ways. I mean, a lot of people use it to express themselves. Some people dye their hair to express themselves. Some people get tattoos to express themselves. Some people do really bad shit to express themselves. We have a lot of people that stay away from drugs and stuff like that, that come and just get tattooed to get away and, you know, use that to take up their time, you know, when they have problems or whatever.
It's tough, but I feel like you just gotta be yourself. And if tattoos are a part of who you are, then that's who you are. And you gotta live like that.
Your body's a canvas. Decorate it. That's it.
Thanks for listening. I'm Ashley Inveld, reporting with Rich Sorcy for WRPR.